following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Salutations, my fellow nomads, and welcome to Behind the X. Our journey will take you through the world of lacrosse, learning things from understanding how to play lacrosse to the sport's Native American roots. Let's dive straight in. Welcome to episode 7 of the Behind the X podcast. Today's episode, Lax Talk Part 2. I'm joined by a guest today. Once again, this guest's name is Lucas Scatini. He is a freshman at Dominican University of California, just like me. He is also a member of the lacrosse team. So Lucas, introduce yourself. Tell the guests where you're from, how old you are, and what you're majoring in.
Hi, I'm Lucas Scatini. I'm from Orange County, California, and I'm 18, and I'm majoring in business with a concentration in finance.
Interesting. And since you're here, what made you choose Dominican for lacrosse in terms of going anywhere else?
I felt the coaches were very supportive, and I felt just a positive vibe here, and yeah, that's why I chose Dominican over other schools.
And why is it that you chose to play lacrosse instead of maybe basketball or soccer?
So originally I was a soccer player, and that was the sport I've been playing since I was super young and everything. And then because of my high school team for soccer, I just didn't like the coaches, so I stopped playing soccer. And then I saw lacrosse was open, and I'm like, all right, let's try this sport. And then I fell in love with it, and then I wanted to play it in college, and that's how I ended up here.
And have you been playing lacrosse all your life, or has it been something that you picked up more recently in your high school years?
I picked it up as a freshman, had no clue about the sport at all. And yeah, now I got to where I am now, and I'm proud of myself. I'm thankful for everyone who's helped me and supported me through it.
And speaking on me also picking up the sport as a junior, how would you say that the sport of lacrosse has impacted your life in terms of today, maybe the friends that you have or the coaches that you've been introduced to that have changed your perspective on some aspects of life? What are your thoughts on that?
Lacrosse has influenced my life a lot. I would say, like, originally, like, the plan was for me to go to college with soccer and everything, but lacrosse has changed my life completely 360, and I love the sport a lot. I've met fantastic, amazing people that I would have never met playing soccer and everything. All the coaches I've had have been very supportive of me, whereas, like, if I'm going to compare it to soccer, some of those coaches, they were cutthroat and they just did not care. But every coach I've been with for lacrosse has been very supportive. Even up here, Coach Sammy, Coach Grove, and Coach Lucas, I love them. Very supportive guys. And lacrosse has helped me, like, build a bigger friend group by far. I was always, like, I had friends, but I just didn't have, like, a big friend group or anything up here, especially up here. I have a bunch of dudes. Our team, we have a bigger roster, and I could talk to any one of the guys, and yeah, I feel like I have a bigger friend group now, and I would consider these dudes brothers.
And what would your favorite part of lacrosse be in terms of the stick checking, movement of the ball, the people getting laid out by the defenders? What are your favorite parts?
I would say my favorite parts are dodging, and you beat a guy and you just beat him clean and he goes the other way, almost breaking his ankles. It's such a moment of satisfaction. And then also, of course, scoring, putting the ball in the net, maybe here in the post, like when you score hitting that top corner or even the bottom corner, or even hearing the ping of the lacrosse net, it's just very satisfying. And then, yeah.
I also like the ping of that lacrosse net. It comes from the very special Gilman cages. Those cages will forever be a love in my heart. And in terms of lacrosse as a sport, do you think that it is at a good place right now? Do you think that the rules of the sport could be more clear? Maybe the refs could be a little better at reffing? Or do you think that the speed of the game is too slow? What do you think they could improve on in the sport of lacrosse?
I mean, lacrosse has been doing good for the past couple years. It's grown a lot, which I feel is amazing. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I would say there are some improvements that could be made regarding like some rules, but it's nothing major that affects the game. Like, I think it's well played. And pace-wise, it just depends on your level. Like, if you're brand new to the game, you don't need to be moving it like how UVA or Duke would. And then, yeah, it's like, I'm just happy that the game is spreading more, and it should be. More schools are picking it up as a sport. More colleges are moving to NCAA, and now schools that are now just brand new picking up the sport are moving to MCAA or MCLA. And yeah, I'm very happy that the sport is just spreading out, and I think guys like Paul Rabel and the PLO were major factors of that.
And on the topic of Paul Rabel and the PLL and college lacrosse, have you ever been to a professional lacrosse game or a college lacrosse game?
I've never went to a college lacrosse game before. I really wish I did, but I've experienced them, and I've been to a professional game, and it was the USA versus Canada final recently in this past summer in San Diego. I saw my favorite player, Michael Sowers, and I saw him and Brendan O'Neill, and yeah, it was cool, and they just moved the ball. They're just on a whole nother level, the professionals, and yeah, I saw that game, and that game was fun. It was a close game, really good game, and the U.S. won, and yeah, and I got a shirt from it and everything, but I saw the Haudenosaunee, too. I saw one of the Thompsons, I think, and then, yeah, so.
And on the topic of Team USA and Olympic lacrosse now being in the Olympics, do you think that there is a space for it, or has there always been a space for it and they're just now letting it in? Or what's your opinion on lacrosse as an Olympic sport?
I mean, it definitely should be an Olympic sport. You see it nationally. We have basically World Cups for lacrosse. Now, are they as popular as World Cups for soccer? No, but that's the point of spreading the game. And it being added to the Olympics, basically, it's always had a spot, in my opinion. And, I mean, it's now sixes, right? I think it's sixes. And soon, I think they'll put field in. Because I think the Olympic Committee has just never really looked at lacrosse in that way. And once you see sixes play, I think they'll add field in maybe the next Olympics. But I feel it's always had a spot, and it's a great way to spread the game even more. So I feel lacrosse is really, really, really going to grow now. And it's going to grow more around the world. More countries in Europe are going to play, maybe. More countries in Asia and Africa will try to play. And, yeah, I could definitely see. There's so many major positives compared to the cons. I don't really see any cons as to it being added to the Olympics.
And with lacrosse being in the Olympics and it being the field version, field 6-on-6, do you think that field 6-on-6 is the better format? Or is it just field lacrosse? Or do you like box lacrosse better? Which one do you think is the best of the three formats?
I mean, all three are great. sixes, it's more entertaining regarding goal scoring, so I can see why they added that first. But even then, I think they should have put field or box is fun too, but I think they should have put field over all of them because it's the original one. It's the main one. And then they could, people could really experience how the game is really played and all that. I feel that field is the best one out of all of them that they should have added. But sixes is all right. We can work with that. It's still spreading the game. And sixes is very entertaining. So I think for the first part, like for the first time it being added to the Olympics, many people will enjoy watching it. And yeah.
And with the spreading of this sport, do you think that more and more people should be playing it in terms of it being offered at high schools or maybe even middle schools as a sport? Because the sport is, unfortunately, is very expensive with the cost of sticks and goals and whatnot. And the PLL and the NLL and everyone has been doing their part to show their support for lacrosse. But what do you think they can do to grow the sport more in terms of outside of the States and outside of places like Germany where it could be really popular?
The sport is expensive, but if you have the chance to play the sport, whether it's at middle school, high school, or even when you're younger in a club team or whatever, you definitely should play it. And if you, there are many options if you don't have the money for the sport, because the gear is expensive. It is expensive. I can see why that would be an issue. And I think, but it's all worth it. It's very hard for most gear to break unless you have specific parts. But yeah, I think if you have the chance to play it and you can play it, you should play the sport. It's very discipline oriented and mental game and IQ, and it helps you in life in a way. So,
and how do you think that the mindset of that lacrosse player in college, or maybe even for you, affects them outside of school and their schoolwork, or maybe in their friendships or even personal relationships?
I felt more like just mentally quicker. Because with the sport, you have to be mentally quick. If you can't make decisions, it will slow down the play and you basically kill the ball. But I would say, yeah, I feel mentally quicker, making decisions quicker. Sometimes I'm walking around my house and I'll pretend I'm cradling and doing a dodge on stuff. It's funny. Like, I'll have lacrosse all in my life now. And I would say it's affected me, like, friends-wise. I feel like, again, I have way more friends than I did back then. And the sport has honestly just been a major positive effect on me. I've made many connections, and it got me to here. That's the whole reason why I came up here, was because of lacrosse. And, yeah, I feel the sport has had a very positive impact on me.
And college, maybe professional lacrosse, who is your personal favorite player? I know you touched on Brendan O'Neill, Michael Sowers. Maybe it's one of them.
All right. So professional players, definitely Michael Sowers. He plays for the Water Dogs and the PLL. My favorite player in college, I really got to think about that one. I would say CJ Kirst or Brendan O'Neill. I do like the Kavanaugh brothers, though. They're definitely in the second spot.
I do have to agree. I think the Kavanaugh brothers are an amazing duo at Notre Dame, by the way. And shifting the focus to more of you, what's your favorite memory from lacrosse? Or it could be, you know, as a kid, maybe you watched it a bit, or even sometime recent. What's your favorite memory?
My favorite moment for lacrosse It was during the game, my junior year, we were playing Tribeco Hills, and we were down, obviously, where I was at a Division III high school, but we were just playing them, and we had a man-up unit in, and I remember I got past the ball, and I scored from, I think, 14 or 15 yards out, which was about the farthest goal I've ever scored, and because I normally take shots from 10, 12 at most, and yeah, I scored from 15 yards out, had two deep holes sliding towards me, and I shot it perfectly in between them, so I had the screen on the goalie too, and it was just, it was perfectly placed, the shot too. It was like going corner, and the goalie had no chance, and that was probably one of my favorite moments because that was my first goal of junior year too, and I felt like as soon as I scored, I had a consistent where I was scoring 1 to 2 goals a game, and yeah, because that season I started off slow. I didn't score for like the first 4 games, and all of a sudden it just kept racking up after that. So
thank you for sharing, and on that note, we'll have to end today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on Behind the X.